most memorable moments. There were so many of them, and they usually involved tremendous mistakes. Although it was recorded, it was live for record. I'm afraid I do remember my most memorable moment is not one I can share with you. I'm sorry about that.
Two memorable moments. Memorable for different reasons. First memorable moment was because there was a certain amount of improvisation involved in the script, and because Hugo is Traegard and myself. We'd gone to school together, weirdly. Years before, no, gone to the same school. A bit older than me. Sorry, Hugo. He's a bit older than me. We'd been at the same school. And so we had a lot of catching up to do. But we had a great relationship, an on-screen relationship that worked very, very well indeed. And we'd toss around bits of ideas and script and all that sort of thing. And we would open, I think it was series five, we would open and close the series with a sort of bit of banter between us. And I had developed this character whereby, you know, I would be abusive to the audience, the television audience. Who are you? Who are you watching this program? You know, what is this thing? And there was a memorable moment where, at the end of one program, Hugo, who usually signed off with, you know, come back next week and all that sort of thing, and we would review, said, right, well, you do it then. What, Master, I could do it. I could say goodbye to the children. Yes, off you go. Be careful. So I looked straight at the camera and I said,
I say you lot. Oh, God.
It wasn't so much that. It wasn't so much that. In the gallery, I heard Sue, the production director, going, ah! And I think you can hear that now on the tape, that moment when Pickle says bog off into the camera. You can hear Sue go like that.
In the early programs, I remember a very demure young girl who was the dungeoneer with the helmet on, doing exactly what she was told by the advisors. And she marched towards the end of the blue screen set, very determinedly, and straight into the wall, and let out a string of expletives that were, well, some of them I hadn't heard of, and they're wonderful, but they had to be cut. They had to be cut.
My other memorable moment was, we had this we had this chap called Dickon. Brilliant Dickon. I remember, why is that name brilliant? I don't know. But Dickon was, I think, part of a winning team. Some lads down at Torquay who won through, who went all the way and won through. And they had to pick up a goblin horn. They had to, otherwise they could not go forward. And I just remember Dickon getting the goblin on and me coming out with the memorable line, Dickon's got the horn, Master! And that, you know, it was silly things like that. It was silly things like that year.
Take out the horn and get ready to work because there's some goblins. You're standing just in front of a cathedral. Get ready with the horn.
Goblins on guard. They dare not enter Dungard. You'll be safe as long as you can get past them.
Right. Blow the horn. Blow the horn and run.
Pull up the icing!
Right, she's there.